When a Rust Belt city loses another factory, the townspeople don't suffer just from the loss of jobs. They're often stuck with crumbling buildings or even polluted land. Not to mention, the local economy isn't strong enough to fix them up. It's a dilemma familiar to East Moline, a small Illinois town that sits along the banks of the Mississippi River. Since the early 80s, the town's lost thousands of jobs in the farm machinery industry. Rich Keener is the city of East Moline's assistant administrator. He says there is a plan for the industrial riverfront.
Right now there's a movement to relocate or pull industrial uses from the river, and then of course turn that riverfront property into bike paths or some recreational activities to improve our quality of life. And that's exactly what we're doing here.
It's a simple idea. Move industry away from the river and work with developers to make it an attractive place to play or even live. But it's just not that easy. Keener says developers won't build on these sites until it's clear what kind of pollution, if any, might be there. Testing the area's soil and water can get expensive, so sites can remain empty for years. Meanwhile, developers look for greener pastures. Really, they can just build on farmland instead. During the past decade, the U.S. EPA's paid for pollution testing at hundreds of sites. The agency also funds some cleanup and other costs. East Moline's used several grants to develop 80 acres of riverfront donated by the John Deere Company. With the Mississippi River at his back, Keener points out some new houses developed on the site.
It's got some great amenities located next to the bike path, and you can just wake up anytime, night or day, and look out at the river, and your neighbors are very limited. It's very peaceful.
The district also boasts a small lighthouse, a lot of park space, and some wetlands areas. Keener says Brownfield's grants funded about 6% of the project's total cost. That doesn't sound like much, but the money's played a key role. He says private money couldn't be secured until there was progress on the environmental front. A lot of environmentalists and civic groups applaud the program, even though a lot of the credit goes to someone they often criticize, namely President George Bush. His critics admit the Brownfields program is one of the brighter spots of his environmental policy. In 2002, President Bush signed legislation that expanded the program's funding and breadth. Alan Front is the vice president of the Trust for Public Land, a conservation group.
The administration, ever since the signing of that bill, has budgeted about $200 million a year to make this program really vibrant. And so not only have they created the wallet, but they've also filled it in a way that really is benefiting communities around the country.
Front says the expansions brought a tighter focus on the environmental needs of smaller towns. Apart from the grants, there's another reason for the program's popularity. The EPA trains city administrators to use federal brownfield money to leverage private dollars. Charles Barch has been teaching such courses for 10 years. He says to compete with larger cities, smaller towns need to show they understand their local economies.
I've always suggested to towns that what they need to do first of all is decide what their competitive economic niche is.
That means developing around a community asset, like East Moline's tried with its attractive riverfront. Barch says for all the progress small town administrators have made, they're still pretty isolated. He says they need to cast a wide social net so they can find the best advice.
So a real key thing is, you know, less knowing how to do it yourself, but more knowing who to reliably call to kind of walk through ideas and walk through options.
The Brownfields program does have its critics. They say it's tilted in favor of land development over open space, and they worry how much oversight there is of environmental testing. But back at the East Moline site, it's easy to see why small towns are participating. Residents there now have more access to the river, bike paths, parks, and for some people, new homes. East Moline and a lot of other small towns like it are seeking even more Brownfields money. They've got a lot of other sites that want a chance at a new life. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sean Ali.